This is Global Air Force with your host, Dr. Jim Rohn.
And I believe that no pit is so deep that God is not deeper still. And whatever depths you are driven to in your life, God is always underneath you and always carrying you. It is impossible to go to any depth and not have God underneath. I said, there'll come a day when the God who goes down into the depths with you will surely bring you up and bring you out, because that's what he's like. And that God who is in your depths, who is in that pit with you, will surely bring you out, because he is faithful to himself. That's what he's like. This particular story begins, I don't know, 10 or 11 years ago. I'm in my office. It's like a Thursday afternoon, I think. Everybody else is gone. And I never answer the phone, because I don't like telephones, you know. So I'm in my office and doing a study or something, and the phone rings. And say everyone's gone, so for some reason, I pick the phone up. And there's a guy on the other end of the line who's calling me. And he's a Satanist. And he's calling me to curse me. And so he suddenly, I hear this hissing sound like a snake. And this guy introduces himself, I am a Satanist, and I'm part of this coven, and I'm going to curse you, and all that kind of stuff. But the Lord had been talking to me about the overcoming nature of the Spirit. And the Lord had been giving me, like, really in my own kind of personal life and walk with him, pushing out the boundaries of my freedom and my victory. And to say that, to tell me that I was coming into a season where I would be engaged in protracted warfare, that the enemy would come after me, but that God would protect me, he would keep me, and actually he was going to teach me about victory, about being in the Spirit, but also that no weapon fashioned against me would prosper. The promise was that everything that the enemy said against me, God would use it for my blessing. But also, too, that as the enemy engaged with me, particularly in human form, as he used a human agent, that God would give me an anointing, actually, to have an assignment for them, that I would be rescuing some of the enemy's key players from the kingdom of darkness and seeing them translated into the kingdom of light. So this had been going on with me for like 6 or 8 months of revelation, God speaking to me, promises coming to me, even people coming with prophetic words saying, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me, but this is like, I sense this is what God is opening up for you. And it was all a confirmation of, I felt, the next stage in my journey of my walk with God. So that's the kind of backdrop to this situation. So this is the first time anything serious has happened, yeah? But I'm living in the flow of this kind of revelation. So phone rings Thursday afternoon, I pick it up, there's a Satanist there. He introduces himself, he's part of a coven, starts to curse me on the phone. As I'm hearing him curse me, this little cloud arises in the office, and this really obnoxious smell in my office. So I'm sat there listening to this guy on the phone curse my ministry and everything, seeing this cloud, smelling this smell, and from within me I rose up this indignation. How dare you, you know, curse me on the phone, bring smells and clouds into my office? Who do you think you are, buddy? And everything that God had spoken to me began to well up in my spirit and come into my conscious mind. I had this incredible sense of the arms of God being around me and the sense of the presence of God and the protection of God. And I knew this is the moment that God has been preparing me for a while now. So this guy is cursing me, you know, my ministry, that I'll lose my anointing, that I'll be out of ministry, that I'll be sick, that I'll die, all that kind of stuff. So he stops. And so I said to him, so how long have you been a Satanist? He said, about over 20 years. I said, but you're not a very good one, are you? And the funny thing for me is I'm saying this and I'm hearing myself say it, you know. It's not like this is premeditated. It's just coming up out of my spirit. And so, you're not a very good Satanist, then, are you? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you could have done something better than that. Now, you know, I was expecting, if you're going to curse me, you'd make it like, you know, something significant, eh? I'm disappointed. But you need to know that the promise of God upon my life is every curse of the enemy, God will turn it into a blessing. So, hey, listen, do you want to take a deep breath and have another go? Because I'm not afraid of you. I trust what God has said to me, that no weapon fashioned against me will prosper, that He will take every curse and turn it into a blessing. I would like a bigger blessing in my life, so how about giving me a better curse than that? So he took a deep breath and he had another go. That which was great, because the more he spoke, the more peaceful I became, and the more, it's almost like laughter rising up in my spirit. And then he finishes and I say, well, look, you need to understand this, that actually you called me because you believe you have a demonic assignment against my life. But that's not the real reason that you called me. You called me because I have a spiritual assignment for your life. So this is the word of the Lord to you. I'm coming to get you. And I heard him hiss and curse and slam the phone down. And as he slammed the phone down, the cloud and the smell just disappeared. And so I sit there and I just spend some time praying for this guy, you know. And then over the next few months and so on, I take time out just to pray for this guy, just to ask that the Lord's hand to be upon him and so on. About 18 months later, sat in my office, on my own, phone rings. For some reason, I pick it up. It's the same guy. And he said to me, in the intervening period, I mean, the anointing on my life had gone off the chart. It's like God took me and propelled me into a totally different dimension. I was in a place in the spirit that I could never have imagined me getting to, you know. So I'm enjoying all the fruits of this. Phone rings, pick it up, it's the same guy. And I said, hi, my name is Graham. And he starts laughing and he said, I was hoping I would get you. And I kind of, part of me kind of like, I think I've heard this voice before, you know. So I said, so who's calling? He said, well, you may not remember me, but I was the Satanist who called you 18 months ago. And I started laughing. I said, oh man, I am so, you wouldn't believe what God has done in my life. And he starts laughing. I said, the blessing on my life is incredible. I am so appreciative. I said, I really blessed the day you phoned me and all that God did. And he starts laughing. And I said, hang on a minute, but you said, I was the Satanist. What's that about? He said, well, you need to know, I have cursed lots of Christians. And I've seen them almost shrivel up in front of me with fear and everything else. But I have never encountered anybody who spoke to me the way that you did. And I said, I hated that phone call. And he said, you know, the last words you said haunted me for months. I've got a message for you from the Lord. I'm coming to get you. And it haunted me. I could take no pleasure in a lot of the things that we did in terms of our rituals and sacrifices and stuff like that. And it began to trouble me. I couldn't sleep. I lost weight. I felt ill on days. I knew something was changing. I no longer got any satisfaction or feelings of power out of what I was doing. And I was on a real power trip. You know, witchcraft is always about having power over others, and I enjoyed my power. He said, then one day we were in our coven, was up on the South Downs, which is a range of hills in southern England, and we were in this wooded area, bonfire, and we just slit the neck of this cockerel. We were doing a blood ritual. And he said, suddenly Jesus appeared and stood in the flames of the fire. And he stood there for the longest time, and none of us could move our feet. It's like my feet had taken root to the soil. And he looked at each one of us in turn. And then he stepped out of the flames. He never said a word the whole time, but he came to each one of us and he touched our mouths. And when he touched my mouth, every demon in me fled. He said, in the whole coven, 24 of us got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit from that point on. He said, and so I've been in safe houses for the last like 6 months or so because other covens pursuing me because I've changed sides. But I just wanted you to know that God is with me and that I'm walking in the light. Amazing. So, guy phones me up, curses me. I not only get a brother, but I get 23 of his friends at the same time. How's that for the power of God, eh? Don't you love it?
Can you imagine 24 men around a fire somewhere in a wooded area in England. Now, these men are worshiping Satan. They are celebrating a blood sacrifice. And Jesus appears. And Jesus stands in the fire and turns to each one of them and looks at them in the eye. And then he comes out of the fire and touches their lips. And at that moment, they are set free from the power of darkness. Isn't that wonderful? What our God can do, my friend, what he's done for them, he can do for you. I pray for these people right now, this special listener that is so bound up by evil forces. I pray in the name of Jesus that they are set free right now as I pray in the name of Jesus. Their life, their heart, their body, their soul is set free. My Lord will give you all the praise and thanks for what you've done for this individual.
You know, I believe that no pit is so deep that God is not deeper still. And whatever depths you are driven to in your life, God is always underneath you and always carrying you. It is impossible to go to any depth and not have God underneath. I said there'll come a day when the God who goes down into the depths with you will surely bring you up and bring you out, because that's what he's like. And that God who is in your depths, who is in that pit with you, will surely bring you out, because he is faithful to himself. That's what he's like.
Thank you, Graham. Graham Cook, we really needed that.
Come fly with Global Air Force.